this on?
Like I said last night, I refuse to cash in from behind.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Boom. There he is. There he is. Take a lap, Eric. Take a lap. No. Eric Hamilton.
Oh, I thought you really wanted me to like...
Pay-per-view prediction. NXT. Eric Hamilton.
Birthday champion.
Hold on. We didn't celebrate my birthday last week on the podcast.
Are you a birthday champion?
Are you an egotistical maniac?
I thought I was, but I guess not.
That's right. My birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
Andrew's was a few days before that.
Sometimes. I don't know.
It was literally last Monday.
It was literally
just
last
like
Monday.
Yours is yesterday on Monday as
we're
well.
We're a week apart.
Semantics.
How do you become a birthday champion?
I don't know. Ask Eric. He's a champ.
I just am. How did Zack Ryder become internet champion?
Yeah. He just did it.
Just did it.
He just did it.
He bought himself a title. That's what he did.
Well, it's already in the mail.
Where's your title?
It's coming. I'll have it next week.
Are you coming?
When I get that title, I am.
Guys, I watched SmackDown. I watched Raw.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like fast forward. I watched it.
That's cheating.
I watched it.
You poor, miserable bastard.
I watched it all.
We all have to do the same sacrifice.
Yes.
You're not allowed to fast forward anything except for a Bobby Lashley match.
Except for that.
Thing.
It's really hard to get best comment and worst comment when you're fast forwarding the whole time.
Right.
That's for sure. And best move.
Now, is the skip ahead 10 seconds button fast forwarding?
It is. No. It just depends.
If you're in the middle of a Roman promo, you're not missing anything.
I think this was a good example of both shows being kind of boring with cool moments. And this is kind of how Raw and SmackDown have been lately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like you have a bland steak and then you put a little bit of A1 here and there.
Or like you're like, oh, there was butter here the whole time? Let me dip the steak in the butter.
I thought you said dick the steak in the butter.
You dick the steak. That's how it says, right?
Like that's the saying.
That's the saying, yeah.
Hey, how do you like your steak?
You
dicked?
Dip the dick
in the butter. I like what you said, like, you know, like it's a bad steak, but then if you add some sauce or butter, then it's like, oh, I can actually swallow this now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good add-on.
It's edible now.
You know what? This is something I can swallow.
Not great. Not even good, but edible.
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 Yeah. Watchable.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
But not
definitely
really.
Not giving sustenance.
Still makes you mad.
Yeah.
But there might be a new stable, maybe.
No.
No.
I think that is
for like 2 weeks? Just a 2 week stable?
You know what? We'll get to it in news.
Mm.
Actually. Because there is
news
some,
or rumors?
It's news, actually.
Oh. Okay.
So I'll just say that and then we'll get back to that later.
I'm not a listener. Or a watcher of this show, I'm on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to find out about that news. I'm really excited.
Right.
Look, I bring trivia. I do some... Well, Eric helps bring the conspiracies to the table. Andrew does all the
but
notes.
But not for you.
But I don't do news. It's not my thing. So when news comes up, I'm like,
right.
That's interesting. I'm excited. Thanks for the tease.
Guys,
I'm going to stay till the end of the show just so I can hear... that news. I recommend you do the same.
The reason Joe is not allowed to do news is because he's reported so much fake news recently.
Fake news.
Like Asuka versus Kelly Kelly.
All right, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Hey, that was Patreon-only news. That was a Patreon-only mistake, Andrew, until
now.
We
could have Joe in a special segment called, like, Mark News.
Mark News. Yeah.
Mark News.
Dude, that could be a thing. I'll find all the Instagram shitty fake news, and I'll report it, and you guys can just laugh as I'm like,
here's your Mark News.
Guys, this one's real. This one's real. Ryback's coming back.
So says Ryback on his podcast. Wait, it was Ryback wishes he could come back.
Oh, wait, it was Ryback fan 27418.
Yeah. Save it for
Mark. _4.
Save it for Mark News.
Mark News.
CM Punk's winning the title at All In? Confirmed.
Hey, guys, next week. Mark News.
Mark News. All right. We have so many segments now.
We have it shows all segments. You're like, all right, so Raw had Reigns and The Shield and SmackDown Becky Lynch. All right, let's get to conspiracies.
Mark News.
We have seven rumors. Segments.
Should we do Mark News first or after news?
Or real news before or rumor news. News?
Real news, Mark News, and rumors.
Hey, Eric was the one bringing rumors to news for a long time.
That's true.
That is very true.
It's kind of his thing.
Right.
And then to rumors.
I report news on news that's not true. That's different.
Yes.
And then, oh, I forgot to mention this in news, so we'll just talk about it in rumors.
Eric literally says a rumor. He's like, well, Shawn Michaels might be coming back to... No, Eric, that's a rumor. Like, literally, it's not a confirmed. But I'm like, no, confirmed. Kelly versus Asuka Evolution.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
WWE tweeted it. No, they did not.
No, they didn't. Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So...
Anyways, before we get to Raw and SmackDown recap, we have to thank 9 new supporters on Patreon.
Eric, you're up, buddy. This is you.
This is all you, man, because these names are hard.
You got it.
So we got River Gross.
Weird name, but I love it.
Mauricio Pereza.
Sounds Italian, but I think it's Spanish.
George Lee.
Hey, George.
That's an easy one.
Nicholas Fetback.
Good name.
Yeah.
That's right.
John Brayland. Tony Bonner.
Boner.
Andrew Frelinger?
Frelinger?
Yeah. Frelinger?
I don't know.
Yeah, Andrew.
James Bobbitt. And Cameron Dickoff. Siggins.
Hey, the Siggins. Bobbitt. Lorena Bobbitt.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, youngsters.
So yes, that's her son.
Thank you very much for
becoming...
He became
a porn star after that.
I'm trying to thank our people.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
For donating the podcast. I'm sorry if I butchered your name. Hopefully I
think you did good,
pronounced
Eric.
It to the best of my ability.
I think you did good.
I think
buddy.
You got at least one of them right. George
at least
Lee.
One. Yeah.
George Lee. That one. You got that one.
That
right.
one layup. The rest, ooh, I don't know.
George, like, it's Leal, but that's okay.
Hopefully our new supporters will check out our brand new bracket. Where
bracket.
We decide what is the best finishing move in WWE history.
And I'll give you a little tease on that.
Yeah.
There are some upsets.
There are.
Surprising. There
are. The Worm made it to the Final Four. It was crazy.
A couple things thought would be in the Final Four knocked out in round one.
Yeah.
By these two
knuckleheads. Here's two that made it to the Final Four. The Worm and Randy's dick fingers shaking a hand.
That's right.
Two for you.
And a third out of the four, Randy's ear loop pull.
Yeah.
Because that
Randy
closes
it out.
Randy
figuring people's ear.
Ear holes. Oh, man. Gross. Let's start the show.
Those did not make the Final Four.
Are we recording
you can't
this?
Sense sarcasm.
No, it was no stranger. That's
so,
for sure.
Monday Night Raw starts with the new Universal Champion, Roman Reigns.
Darn it. Huge boos.
Huge boobs. And he, of course, he's wearing a brand new Shield t-shirt.
Which you can get now on Shop Zone.
Do it.
And
Eric.
Another comment by Cole, like, ha these fans.
I don't want a Shield shirt.
Like, what, these fans?
I don't know.
You know, you have the Shield. Bring the whole friggin' team out.
Yeah. Why is it just one of them?
Well, that's how you know the Shield's here to stay, because they have a new shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, oh, they're going to hang around for a while.
Which
all right.
is good.
Until
that's
someone
better,
gets injured.
That's better than turning Dean heel. Like, keep them together.
He's going to get jealous that he doesn't have a title.
Yes, it's a way to get Roman over, but Roman with the Shield is better than Roman without the Shield.
Yeah. True.
It is.
Yeah.
So Roman says,
Roman with anything is better than Roman.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Roman with, like, just holding a ham sandwich that's like, that looks delicious. Good job.
Focus, but how can you tell the difference?
Focus in on that ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, is he holding a sandwich usually?
But how can you tell a difference between Roman and the ham sandwich?
Because the ham sandwich isn't holding Roman.
That's the only way to tell, Eric. That's the only way.
Yeah. So Roman gets in the ring and he says, I told Braun Strowman I'd meet him out here at 8 p.m., which, by the way, you'd know this if you followed him on Twitter. This was a whole tweet. They had a Twitter war. Like,
okay.
It's one thing for the mid-carders to do that, but Roman and Braun, meet me in the ring. Okay, I'll meet you in the ring. So he says, yeah, I told him I'd meet him out here to start the show, and I didn't win this title to just stand in the ring and hold it. I'm here to defend it. So out comes Braun, who mocks Roman for needing his boys to save him last week.
Kind of.
Roman then makes fun of Braun's Get These Hands slogan, saying, all your hands do is lift cars, ambulances, and stages, but my hands have lifted every WWE championship there is to offer.
Not a bad line for Roman, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of a good, like, you know, I've lifted every title.
It's true.
Dick.
You know?
Yeah.
And Braun's like, and it's get these hands little thing was good.
Right.
He's like, get these hands. I was like, oh, it sounds just like him.
Right.
Roman has an impression.
So Reigns also tells Braun to be a man and cash in the contract right now. But Braun knows if he did that, then Seth and Dean will just run out and try to stop him. So he has a better idea.
So I'm going to make you a deal. I won't cash this contract in until September 16th. All you got to do is show up to the one place where your brothers can't interfere with me taking your Universal Championship, because you and I, we're going to go to war in a place we've never done it before. I'm going to cash my contract in, and I'll see you in Hell in a Cell.
We're going to go to war in the one place we haven't done it before. Your asshole.
In your butt.
Why does Braun always say weird things like that? He's so famous for that.
Yeah, last week, I would never cash in from behind.
Yeah, like, Braun, no. We've never done it before. How many matches have they had, those two?
Oh,
too many.
When they feuded, they were...
A ton, yeah.
Yeah.
They actually had every match except a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Really have. So Roman then
tells... Hey, Braun, newsflash. The Shield will be in that Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
They'll probably start inside, just by some loophole.
Right. So Roman tells Braun, you're finally starting to sound like a monster, and he offers him a handshake, which Braun accepts. Mm. Then Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre come out to the stage to huge cheers. Like, as soon as Dolph came out and they heard him on the microphone, they went crazy for him.
Yeah.
And they challenged Roman and Braun to a match. Then the acting general manager of Raw, Baron Corbin, comes out. I don't know how he can be called acting when he doesn't really act.
No, he does not.
He approves Braun's cash-in for Hell in a Cell and then announces the tag team match for the main event of Raw as if it was his brilliant idea.
Wait, he approves the cash-in? That's the point of the cash-in. You do it whenever you want without right. approval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Idiot. Not you, Corbin.
Oh, thank you. Good, I was worried there for a second.
Idiot.
So and Corbin then gets in the ring and makes another match, and that's himself versus Finn Balor.
Now, you said...
last week...
Yeah.
You said...
I almost wanted to play the audio because it's exactly what
you
I
should...
If you're the commissioner, you know what? I will
hold for audio right now.
Now, hold on. Now, right. I will tell you this. Andrew said something he should have really done, but he's not smart enough.
Right.
Book himself in a title match.
Yeah.
But at least he booked himself in a match.
Yeah.
Right.
Against a guy he can't beat without cheating.
Yes.
Yes.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's funny.
I said he was going to book him in a match against Balor with one arm tied behind Balor's back, but...
He's close enough.
So they have a 15-minute match until Corbin gets DQ'd for hitting Balor with a chair. Corbin then grabs a mic and says, oh, I forgot to announce that this is a no disqualification match, so let's do it again. Mm-hmm. Corbin hits Balor with the chair one more time and then hits the End of Days for the win. And after the match, Corey Graves said, everything's coming up, Corbin.
How dare you, Graves? How dare you take that classic Milhouse line and tarnish it like that, piece of shit.
Milhouse? Yeah.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
But everything's coming up roses is they stole it from
who cares?
Well, it's a
Citizen Kane.
Yeah,
who cares?
The Simpsons was a parody of that, and now WWE's.
I have a confession.
What's that?
Joey and I were bored yesterday. Yesterday, and so we just put the TV on.
Yeah,
and the Simpsons were on.
Right,
and we watched two whole episodes for the first time in our lives.
Uh-huh.
And we couldn't stop laughing.
There you go.
There you go.
I said, "This is Andrew's favorite show," and he's like, "I see why." Or I mean, like one of your all-time favorites.
What?
You know?
Okay. Like, sidebar.
Sidebar.
What episodes were they?
Okay, yes. Okay. Please enlighten us.
So Homer.
I'm guessing they were old episodes since they were good.
Yeah.
Homer's had an internet. This must have been like 2000.
Okay.
They go. Let's go on the internet. So they go to a cafe.
Yeah.
Internet cafe. Uh-huh. This is so Homer. Like, I laughed immediately. So he goes, "Oh, let's look at how much money I have."
Uh-huh.
And he puts it in and he goes, "Do do 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 do." He's like, thank God it's not like a real bank. And then some guy holds up the internet cafe.
Yes.
And he goes, ah, $1,200. And he puts a little card in the computer. And the funds go, and he takes the card and he runs out.
Yes.
And everyone's like, that's our vacation money.
Yeah.
So they can't go on vacation. So instead they have to, Flanders is like, oh, wait, Skibbity Bob, you get to... you go to the airport and wait to see seats that aren't filled.
Right.
And you get it for a fraction of the cost or something like that.
That's a genius idea.
Right.
Or maybe
this is where they go to Japan, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah
I remember
yeah,
that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just, I mean, the whole thing was nuts. And they have to go on a game show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was,
to yeah. get home.
Or they die.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good episode.
And he made them all feel bad.
Uh-huh.
Like, one of the best, like, the genius part about how subtle, like, it's so good about how subtle The Simpsons is. Like, Homer, I think it was, like, did a speech at the end and made everybody feel, all the Japanese people are like, oh, yeah, we mistreat people. Right. And then they leave and the host is like, up next, something even crazier.
Yeah.
And they don't cheer. They just go, like, as if, yeah, we're back.
Yeah.
Like, not over the top. Just very, like, they're just a regular
and
clap.
And at the
it's
end of
genius.
At the end of the episode, they have turbulence because Godzilla's attacking
Godzilla!
The
Godzilla! This is part of the canon. Godzilla exists in the Simpsons world.
Right.
He's literally holding the plane and shaking it and then lets it go.
My favorite part is like the plane gets away, so he throws a tank at them and misses.
It misses.
And then he gets upset and he like kicks a building like in anger. He's like, fuck.
And they're like hopefully we'll just miss Mothra and Rodan because they're dealing with another battle.
Right.
And then after you see him release the plane, it's them dealing with another, like, this is great.
I'm so excited right now.
Yeah.
I think we got him, Eric.
We got him.
We got him.
Got him.
Got him.
I'm so happy right now.
So thank you for that.
Wow, that was a long sidebar.
I don't care.
Hopefully everyone's still with us. Like, oh, fuck, another Simpsons podcast.
Yeah.
Due to Joe's sidebar, the following segments will not be talked about. Anything on SmackDown.
All right, guys. So let's go to awards.
Yeah. So Corbin beats Balor. That feud will never end.
End of days.
Yeah. Next up, we have an Undertaker Triple H promo number one. This is the first one of the
night. On Raw. Oh, okay.
On Raw.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. We watch Ric Flair, Mick Foley, Christian, Jeff Jarrett, and Kevin Nash give their predictions on who they think will win this meaningless match.
It's so stupid.
All of them picked The Undertaker except for Christian, who picked Triple H. So I guess Christian's playing along.
Yeah.
They are treating this like it's a career versus career match.
Right.
Yes.
And it's not.
It's not.
At all.
It's just, we're
it's
not
fighting
anymore.
It's for the good
anymore.
People of Australia.
Right. Yes.
That's really all this is.
Yeah.
Australia was like, hey, look at that Saudi Arabia. Can we pay for that?
Right.
And make the matches?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. For a billion dollars, Vince lets you make the matches.
Yes, right? He does.
Well, I've always liked Triple H versus The Undertaker.
Just make this match down under.
So we'll see Shawn Michaels because they're going to pay him $1 billion.
Right.
No, I don't mean next week.
Yeah.
He'll be wrestling at one of these shows. You know, when the Saudi... what are they doing?
He's going to fight Yokozuna, right?
They said he turned down the Saudi money, but...
Yeah, but come November, they're going to be like, oh, that is cute. You turned us down? Okay. How about I'll make it so that your great-grandchildren will never work? Shawn will have to do it. I wonder if they can pay him to where
well, they
like,
haven't announced
oh,
the, they,
have
they haven't announced
it.
Another Saudi one yet.
Yeah.
The Australian
well,
one.
Well, they talked about November, and then I was going to put it in rumors that they, a rumor is that it is going to happen in November, another Saudi show.
You think they would have announced it by now. But
you would think, well, but they don't want to ruin the Australia show and like take momentum away from that. You know?
Right.
So I can see
or Evolution.
Or Evolution.
So yeah, they announced that Shawn Michaels will be on Raw next week to address the situation.
What
they'll
situation?
They'll announce the next Saudi show at Evolution pay-per-view.
Right.
Why didn't they do this for, what was it, Triple H Cena at the Saudi show, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't they do this for that? That's an epic Legends match.
Because no one knows these two guys more than Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
But I mean, why are they making such a big deal about this?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's retarded.
I don't know.
Two old guys.
Yep.
Right.
And a combined weight of 400 pounds and a combined age of 200 years.
What is Shawn going to say next week?
You know, I've been in the ring with these two. One's my best friend and one's the Undertaker, dead man.
You know, like, what is he going to say?
That's exactly what he's going to say.
When I was referee and they're WrestleMania. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, maybe that's it. He'll be the ref.
I'm the referee.
He'll do his Triple H. Because
we haven't seen that before.
He'll give Triple H his warning like he gave him before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
I super kicked him. You pedigreed him. And he still got up. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's what it's all going to be.
But that would make it better if he was the ref.
I mean, just redo the match. Just show WrestleMania match.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, now it's time for Triple H versus Undertaker, and they just go to the clip of them at WrestleMania. That was a great match. As well, just go to that clip.
Right. Yeah.
I think that match gets overshadowed by the great Shawn Undertaker matches because it was sick. That match was amazing.
Oh yeah, it was.
It was way better.
Might have been right there with Shawn and Undertaker, but Shawn and Undertaker didn't need weapons or Hell in the Cell. They had a great match, just the two of them. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But Triple H was going to murder The Undertaker with a hammer.
Yeah.
And then he gets super kick pedigreed, still gets up. It's just amazing. It was crazy.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Next up, we have Dana Brooke versus Sasha Banks with Bayley, Titus, and Apollo ringside.
Oh, boy.
And backstage before the match, we find out that Titus got Dana this match, and Apollo is upset because Dana hasn't had a singles match in 9 months. He goes,
wow.
Titus, she hasn't had a singles match in over 9 months.
Right.
She forgot how to wrestle.
Throwing her under the bus completely. Like, they could not hate Dana Brooke anymore.
Right.
And I thought they were going to push their love affair here, but they really didn't.
No, they didn't.
At all.
Dana thought she was going to get a tune-up match against a local wrestler, but Titus is like, no, it's Sasha Banks. So Sasha makes Dana tap to the bank statement. She hugs with Bayley, and they go to the back to scissor, I guess. And then Apollo gets in the ring to console Dana. So that's where we're at.
That's it. Thanks like for
Sasha
not drawing that out.
Bayley, that's all they did. That's it.
That's all they do.
Yeah. I mean,
they come out. Scissor. One of them with
scissor.
Yes.
With Evolution's in early October, right?
Yes.
And then the Australia thing's late October.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess by then they'll have the women tag titles for Evolution.
They won't.
For Evolution, they must.
Sasha posted like a picture of the, like there were women tag teams, titles like a long time ago.
Yes.
And she posted a picture on that on Instagram and then deleted it like a few hours later.
Yeah,
because I guess WWE was like, no, you don't fucking spoil it, bitch.
Why do you think she was left off of SummerSlam?
Yeah. Well,
here, be you guys and I'll be Cole and act like you're sitting next to me, right? Mm-hmm. You guys are not going to believe this. There's going to be a women's tag division and the finals already announced, Sasha Banks versus Bayley, and you'll never believe who they're going to fight.
What? Who?
You'll never believe
who
it.
Who is it?
Yes.
Oh, I
you'll
don't
never
know.
Believe
the Riot Squad.
The Riot Squad.
Right. For the 12th time.
Who else would they fight?
This time, it's for real.
It's for real, the real.
Because maybe the Bellas? No.
And I'll tell you this, the Riot Squad have been on quite a momentum as they've been beating these two, so you never know who's going to win at Evolution.
Right.
Right.
Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah.
Right. 3,000%. Anyways, let's move on. We go backstage where Jinder Mahal tries to help Dean Ambrose find his inner peace.
Why?
Mahal tells Dean, close your eyes and tell me what you see.
I see you. Tell me more. I see myself. Tell me more. I see myself kicking you in the teeth. And I see myself breaking your face, breaking your ribs. You are crying. You are in great pain now. Get out of my face.
This is as close as we're getting to a Dean Ambrose promo.
Yeah.
This is the first we've heard him talk. Since he's returned.
Pretty much, yeah, it is. Hey,
what is his plan? What are his goals? What's his manifesto? I want to know.
Remember when
Jinder Mahal... He doesn't have any right now. That's the problem.
Yeah. Remember when Jinder Mahal was WWE champion?
Yeah, I like him better this way.
Yeah. But like,
do you?
I mean,
it's
well, like, I don't like him as champion.
Right, exactly.
Like being a heelish, like, dick is the only move for Jinder.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
This is like, oh, now he's Santino, and now he'll be gone in a month.
Yeah. Tell me more.
I mean, this company is a prime example of it's not what you did for me, it's what you're doing for me.
Right.
You know, look at Owens, look at Rollins, look at Balor, look at Mahal. All these guys are former world champions, and none of them are doing anything.
Well, not everybody can be doing something, though, right? I mean, you're going to have a lot of champions, and they're going to have to be buried. And Jinder's a perfect person to bury. But Dean Ambrose needs a good feud. Yeah. And right now, he's just like the third member of the Shield.
He is.
That's his job right now.
Yeah.
I'm the third member of the Shield.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm going to wait till my buddy's beat up. And then I'm going to run out. I'm going to tell my other buddy, don't come out until until I go out.
And get my ass kicked.
Well, Braun's out there. I know. And two other guys that hate me.
Yeah.
But hey, stay here.
Hey, should we bring like chairs or something?
No.
No.
I got this. Got hurt in your match. Stay here. Wait, Roman. Roman's still trying. Stay here. I'm waiting. Wait. Roman's dead. I'm going. No chair. I got this.
And then he runs off and Seth's like, he's still a fucking lunatic.
Yeah. And then he runs into the ring. We're about to talk about it later. And he gets destroyed immediately. Like, he didn't even get... Usually the face gets like a couple good punches in.
No.
He gets like maybe a half a good punch.
Half
and gets
of a
destroyed.
Punch.
You would think Seth goes, oh shit, I better come. No. They wait till Ambrose is murdered.
They were probably both taking a shit. And then someone ran in and we're like, guys, Roman's getting beat up. And Ambrose is like, oh, okay, I'm wiping. Oh, and they ran out and then Seth's like, I'll be right. Oh, shit.
I can't.
I'm still shitting.
I can't do this. I can't. Oh, my God.
I can't go. I'm still shitting.
They're the Shield. Their thing is we're going to surround you. It's their thing. One at a time. Chairless.
Sierra Hotel, Indio, Eka, Lima.
Shit.
Diarrhea.
Shield.
Shit. Wow, we jumped way ahead.
Yeah, we'll get back to that.
Yeah.
So next up, Seth Rollins issues an Intercontinental Open Challenge.
Hey.
Yay.
I hope it's someone good.
Well, Kevin Owens answers the call.
Hey!
Saying that he's had a terrible summer.
Oh.
But that'll end tonight.
Hey!
All right.
Oh.
He was also cheered more than usual because they're in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
But he got them to turn on him by saying he'd rather win the IC title in Montreal.
Oh.
All right. Seriously.
Yeah.
It was funny. These two always have great matches together, and this was no different. Kevin Owens had so many close calls, including hitting Seth with a
Stone Cold Stunner.
Wait, he says something in French, though, before they start the match.
Yes, he does.
Did you translate it?
No.
Oh, so you're not happy anymore? Earlier you were happy, and now you're mad? But hey, it doesn't bother me. You already all paid for the new T-shirt anyway.
That's funny.
That's what he says in French.
Nice.
Yeah, because he has a new Kevin Owens like Canada Leaf.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
He always has a shirt like that when he goes to Canada.
Right.
Yeah. Canada.
So in the end, Owens attempted a moonsault, but Seth moved out of the way,
Was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Because he was facing Seth
on the second rope.
On the second rope. And he jumps and turns around onto the third rope and immediately moonsaults.
Amazing.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he misses the moonsault, and then Seth hits Owens with a curb stomp to retain the title. After the commercial break, we see KO sitting on a chair in the middle of the ring with a microphone in his hand and looking very sad. Owens says, I quit, and walks away.
I love this angle. First of all, this match was crazy.
It was.
Owens should have won it like three
crazy?
Times.
It was crazy?
It was crazy.
Yes.
Like he had three false finishes. Like it was. I was like, oh shit, Owens is winning the. Oh, we're in Canada.
Right.
I see him taking the title and maybe starting a little mini feud. No, like Seth did it, and then him quitting is just thank you for giving Owens something.
Yeah.
Like we have something for Owens now.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know how long he's gonna be gone for. I hope it's not a Dolph, like, I quit, and then you drop the title and come back in 2 months.
What I love about Owens is he always sticks to everything.
Yeah.
Like, when he was fired from SmackDown,
yeah.
he changed his name, he changed his Twitter handle. So he
said
he quit.
Kevin Steen, like...
His Twitter handle is now just a period. He deleted every single tweet except for two, which have The first one was four pictures, him winning the IC title, the NXT title, the Universal, and then beating John Cena. And then the next tweet was four pictures of him just getting decimated by Strowman.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to rumors as to what this could mean for Kevin Owens.
Cool. Yes.
Good. Hope it's something good.
Right.
Yeah.
Backstage, Braun gives Corbin the Money in the Bank briefcase and tells him to bring it to Hell in a Cell. So he doesn't even want to hold it. He's like, you fucking hold my shit.
So much for that Monster in the Bank t-shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
Next up, Renee Young interviews Dolph and Drew backstage, and they say they challenge Roman and Braun because they're considered the top superstars on Raw, and they want to take their place.
Ha-ha.
And then next up, we have the B-Team versus the Revival. And Cole said a win here tonight would put the Revival in line for a future tag team title opportunity.
Makes sense.
They just had one at SummerSlam and the week before on Raw.
That's true.
And
but
that's two.
Now they're back in the thought process of maybe giving them a title.
Back of the line? No, not so much. There's really not now anyone else.
Yeah, there's no true. Line.
Right.
They're the, like, you know when you go to like a amusement park and no one's there?
Yeah.
And you just go back in line?
Oh, maybe the Revival has the fast pass?
They do.
They go right back to the front of the line. AOP's like, oh, and they're like, sorry.
Or wife swap.
Wife swap.
Child swap.
Swipe it up.
Title swap.
Swap it up.
Swap it up.
Title swap.
Yeah. So the Revival.
Tag partner swap.
They get the win after hitting Axel with the Shatter Machine. They give Bo a Shatter Machine after the match. They then grab the tag titles, get back in the ring to cut a promo on how the B-Team has made a mockery of the tag team division. Dash and Dawson then tell them they can take the titles anytime they want. Top guys out, and then they clink the titles together, which is what they did back at NXT when they were the champs, and they were awesome!
Yes!
And then later we find out they're getting their title shot next week.
Oh, how
so
about
do
that?
They win this time?
They win by weird circumstances, and then they fight a Hell in a Cell.
They didn't make a big deal about it, but this is the B-Team's first loss in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean loss.
It is.
As a tag team, right?
So, yeah, as a tag team.
So that wasn't made, like, as much of a big deal as it
should have
been.
No, they talked about, the Revival talked about they were undefeated until tonight.
Yeah. I just thought it was too cheap. I don't know.
Yeah.
So but, do you think Revival win the titles next week?
Is it next week or Hell in the Cell?
Next week.
No. Oh, that's when
they already said next week.
No,
yeah.
I don't think next week.
No. That would make too much sense. Nothing makes sense.
Yeah. I think because they clinked their titles together, I was like, oh, why did they... They should have saved that for when they win the titles, but they're probably like, we're never going to win these fucking things.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Let's do it now.
Do our title clink and make Andrew jizz. Next up, we have Elias time, and Elias says, I realized when Drake said I started from the bottom, he was talking about here, which is a great line.
Yeah.
So good.
Right.
So who comes out to interrupt him?
Did you guys know this was going to happen?
No.
Oh.
Trish Stratus. That's her song. That's her song.
Wow.
I know, but, nailed it.
I know, but like, you're usually better at that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's usually me doing something. You're just like, what, Joe?
That was... Oh.
That was
like
this.
You realize we're, like, we... You thought, like, we didn't know what you were doing, so you kind of stopped singing?
I can't do female impressions.
This is how it's going to come across to everybody that's
okay,
listening.
Okay, so you're on the Edge and Christian podcast. Stone Cold's doing her entrance music.
Oh!
Okay, that was better.
It's time to rock and roll.
What?
That's how they heard it.
Yeah. So, Trish Stratus comes out. She tells Elias, when you talk about my hometown, you need to silence your cell phone, hold your applause, and most importantly, shut your mouth.
That was good.
She then hypes her match with Alexa Bliss at Evolution, and Elias says, oh, that's going to be a swimsuit pillow fight, right?
That... I could not believe
everything he says.
He said that. That was
the next
so
thing
good.
He says is amazing too.
He should book Evolution.
Yes.
Why wouldn't it be? In the mud with the Bud Light girls? Are they still hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Sure. And twins.
Trish advises Elias to pack up his guitar and leave, but he says, "You just want to do what thousands of other women want. You want to walk with Elias." But I don't date women in their 60s.
Boom. Where's your thing?
I mean, she's still super hot.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even though she's 62, right? Something like that.
Oh, you so son of a bitch.
She's probably like 40.
42.
Yeah.
Like, They're past their prime when they hit 29. Like, right. Oh, you got to go.
Just like porn stars. So Trish slaps Elias in the face.
It's too late. Oh, there you go. That worked.
Save that for later.
Yeah.
Trish slaps Elias in the face, and then out comes Ronda Rousey and Natalya because we have Natalya versus Alicia Fox.
Oh, I thought they were all just going to beat up Elias.
That would have been awesome.
It would have.
Why didn't that happen? I totally thought, I was like, oh, Ronda's about to fucking kick Elias' ass.
She slapped the shit out of him.
She did, but he has a beard. So, like, as they're beating him up, like, their clothes fall off, and then they're in their bra and panties?
Nope.
Oh, no.
So, before the match, Alexa tells Trish all the yoga, stretching, and meditating isn't going to save you from the beatdown I'm going to give you at Evolution. Alexa then tells Ronda, I'm invoking my rematch clause at Hell in a Cell. So it looks like Ronda is going to be a fighting champion, like she said.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question.
Except not on Raw.
Let's say a faction comes along and competes with the WWE. And it does enough damage to, like, shake Vince a little bit. Like, oh, man. Like, they're stealing ratings.
Oh, God damn it.
Numbers are down. Our stocks are down. Our viewers are down.
Hashtag all in.
How quick does he go back to bra and panties and blood? That's what I want to see.
Blood, yes. Bra and panties, I don't think the women would do it at this point.
Like, no. I think Charlotte, Sasha.
So, I think, like, the Iconics would be fine with it.
Versus, like, Mandy Rose.
Like, you do both.
Yeah.
Like, you still have the good wrestlers wrestle.
Right.
But then you just, like, why am I wasting my time with Peyton and Billy? They can't wrestle.
Yeah.
Let's throw them in bikinis.
Man. Right. Yes. And then rip them off.
I mean, that'd be
fun. Or whatever. Pillow fight.
Or whatever. I don't think you're going to have a... I don't think the men are going to have a problem with that.
No.
So, Alexa also tells Trish Stratus that they have a friend with her that you know all too well, and Mickie James makes her return. So we have a ton of people ringside for this match.
Yeah.
Like 5 people ringside. Natalya makes Alicia tap out to the sharpshooter, and then Ronda, Trish, and Natty celebrate in the ring. Later, the 3 of them run into the Bella Twins backstage, and Nikki and Brie announce that next week they will be back in action on Raw because they're going to bury the Riot Squad.
Okay.
Probably. So... That's who else would they fight?
Would they? Yeah, they announced it later that it's going to be the Riot Squad. And then Nikki tells Ronda, it was like a Nikki passing the torch thing to Ronda, and it was like, give me a fucking break. Yeah. She's like, Ronda, you're so great. You're women's champion. You're the best. You're representing the women's division. It's so good. Like, I didn't.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous.
So are the Bellas like free agents or something?
I guess so, yeah, because Bree's on SmackDown as well.
Yeah, she has her own feud, but yet it's like she's a different... Like, on SmackDown, she's Brie Bella, but on Raw, she's the Bella Twins.
Yes.
I mean, look, she's part of the Untouchable crew, all right? Cena, right. Daniel Bryan, and their girls.
Yes.
No, you can't touch them. They're all free agents all the time.
But like AJ Lee told them, you know, a few years ago... Talent is not sexually transmitted.
She did say that.
AJ Lee was the best.
Best comment.
Yeah.
Andrew.
I hope Cena gets back with Nikki just so she could get off TV, really.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But we'll see. Next up, we have The Undertaker Triple H promo number 2. This time, Stone Cold, Booker T, Big Show, and DDP make their predictions, and... They all pick The Undertaker, except for Stone Cold, who picks Triple H.
Yep.
So he's playing along as well.
Yeah.
I'm pick Triple H, even though I know he's not going to win. But I decided, fuck it, let's have some fun, and I'll pick Triple H.
But you know Triple H is not winning this match.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. Yep. Come on.
Backstage, Corbin tells a stagehand to bring in his masseuse.
Wow.
Just make him a total heel, and like they should have showed a scene where he's like trying to get a happy ending or something.
Yeah.
It would have been great. But instead, Bobby Lashley walks in. He's like, you ready for your massage?
Who wants a body massage?
Body massage.
Corbin
body,
then tells Lashley, massage. You have a match tonight, but he won't tell him who his opponent is.
Ooh. Body massage.
Dude, I got a lot going on. There's so many things. Kevin Owens quit. I got paperwork. It just keeps piling up, and so I can't really think of the name right now, but you don't have to wait long, man, because your match is next.
My match is next?
Yeah.
Next?
Yes.
So I better get out to the ring?
I mean, I would.
Look at you, acting general manager. My man, make your matches and stuff.
I hate these two.
What?
These two are the worst. They're the worst on the mic, and you put them in the same segment together.
Bottom massage.
Bottom massage.
Yeah, why would they do this?
So Corbin is such a fucking idiot.
Yes.
That he books Bobby Lashley in a 2-on-1 match against the Ascension. Good one, Corbin.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
You really showed him.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like Jinder Mahal and some other heel. Like, I was like, here comes Mahal. The Ascension. Like, oh my God.
What?
So, of course, Lashley still gets the win.
Yeah.
But who cares?
Right.
Here's the thing. You don't like a Lashley. You don't like Lashley. I don't like Lashley. No one likes Lashley.
Who likes Lashley?
They're keeping him on TV every week, but ultimately he's doing nothing.
Yes.
So what's the point?
You think of him and you go, he's not good on the mic. So what else does he bring to the table? Well, he's like a big, bruising, strong guy. Oh, like Batista? Oh, yeah, no, he's not good as Batista was back then.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what he brings to the table.
Right.
Yeah. He brings nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. His matches are boring. He's boring.
Yes. I really thought he'd have a title by now.
Right. It's
at least
boring.
That's good.
Yeah.
At least he doesn't have a title.
I just don't know what the point is.
Yeah.
I really don't know what the point is.
No.
Nope.
Moving on. This is what they were doing with, well, I guess they're still doing it with Balor.
Yeah.
But they did this with Balor for a long time, where he's just feuding with random people and winning every week, but then never getting a title shot.
No. Getting nothing, yeah. So speaking of pointless and boring.
Yes. Next up, we have Dean Ambrose versus Jinder Mahal. Dean gets the win with some dirty deeds.
How about that?
Moving on.
All right.
God, they're doing my boy all wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then for the main event, we have Roman and Braun versus Dolph and Drew.
So just to clarify, can you say you would do your boy right?
I would. I would do him so right.
Okay.
Sure.
From behind. Yeah. Roman started the match and took a beating from Dolph and Drew for over 10 minutes.
Great.
Roman
Great start.
Finally gets to Braun for the hot tag. But Braun does not enter the ring.
Yeah.
Dolph and Drew are shocked by this.
Right.
So it wasn't their plan.
Right.
So they stomp on Roman until the ref rings the bell. Braun gets in the ring, picks up Roman, and yells,
I told you I'm not finished with you.
And he gives Roman a headbutt.
And Roman sells it pretty good. Like, he goes down hard, quick. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like, all right, Roman.
Yep.
Decent.
And then as...
Hey,
calm
down.
I know.
As that's mentioned, twice tonight you've praised him.
Oh.
Three strikes and you're out, Joe.
Yeah, you got seriously.
I think we should kill him.
So Ambrose runs out for the save, but gets the Claymore zigzag. Then Rollins runs out for the save once Ambrose is asleep.
Yeah.
He runs out for the save, but he gets a zigzag and a running power slam.
He's all tuckered out.
Right. Braun then power slams Ambrose. McIntyre feeds Roman to Braun, and he gives him a running power slam. And then Braun, Dolph, and Drew hold up their arms together as Raw goes off the air.
Gee, so what's the news?
Gee, this would have been a great time to cash in.
No shit! That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, he should have been... I guess that's why they had the segment where he gives it to Corbin.
Yeah.
Well, I can't just ask for it back.
Right.
Corbin! Bring that bitch back! Like,
right. Like, and if you're already planning on doing this, why would you give him the case?
Right.
So fucking dumb.
Now, I love that Braun said, I'm not finished with you. I think that's a way better catchphrase than get these hands.
Yes.
I love that I'm not finished with you. So
right.
I popped for that. Yeah. But, and now, according to WWE, Braun is a heel because he's aligned himself with two heels.
Yes.
But he's 100% justified in his actions.
He is.
Last week he tried to cash in, which is not illegal. It's not cheating. It's just, it is what it is.
And kind of to his face. Like, even though he was a little tired.
Right.
He's still like, hey, I'm bringing this to you. I'm not hitting you from behind. I'm not sneaking up.
Right.
He literally went right to his face.
And, you know, Seth and Dean screw him out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
They triple team him and powerbomb him through the announce table.
If anything, the Shield are the heels.
Of course. Which I would have loved. I would have preferred that, but
right.
You can't make Roman a heel.
Nope.
But yeah, he's completely justified in what he's done here.
Yeah.
So he's a heel, fine. I like him more as a heel anyway.
Yeah.
Because he's not pandering to the crowd and acting like Hulk Hogan.
He looks
horrifying.
These three are just they're a weird combination, but I'm fine with it.
Hopefully he'll stay heel and never tag with Nicholas again,
right?
Or any other 8-year-old.
Oh God!
No, but this stable is awesome. I mean, yeah, stables are always great. Dolph Ziggler and McIntyre were great together. Now they added Braun. It just got better.
Yeah.
So this is pretty good.
This is fantastic.
So that's the end of Raw. On to SmackDown Live, we kick things off with the tag team champions, The New Day. They also come out with a Stanley Cup-like trophy with pancakes on the top.
Sure.
Big E starts counting how many times they've been tag champs, but before he can finish...
Can you dig it, sucker?
And then King Booker comes out to welcome The New Day to the Five Timers Championship Club.
Mm.
I don't know about you, but I thought about SNL when this...
Sure.
Because they've done this on SNL, the Five Timers Club.
Yeah.
Booker gives Xavier and Kofi some cool names, but not to Big E, so Big E gets upset.
Pardon me, my liege. But Kofi and Woods got these really cool regal names, but where's mine? You already have it down. Big in your name. My king, you just went full Saxton on me.
I've never been full Saxton. Is that
me? I meant everyone.
Saxton.
Yes.
You didn't say that. Tell me you didn't just say that.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. New Day, I'm back. I like him again.
You're back in?
I'm back in. Maybe it's because they have the tag titles and they're important again. They're not just eating pancakes every week.
Right,
true.
They actually have a purpose again, and that's
what they need.
And they're way better than Harper and Rowan.
Yeah.
I'll
be all in when I don't see a pancake.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Like, I get it. This was a nice segment.
Like, I'm there. Like, I'm standing in the back, you know, giving you the thumbs up. Get rid of the pancakes, and I'm front row center. Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Xavier Woods being stuck in this group, because I really think he should be one of the top guys.
Never getting out.
One of the top guys.
Again, I think he knows I better never get out of this, because I'll just be like...
Buried.
Yeah, I'd be Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
Alive.
Oh, we'll get to Ty Dillinger.
Buried alive.
Next up, we have The Bar versus Gallows and Anderson versus The Colons.
Like...
The Colons.
Wait.
Like semicolons?
The Puerto Rican guys from like 20 years ago?
The Colons.
Come for the beaches?
Right.
Stay for the beaches?
They're back. Apparently one of them was injured.
Oh,
for 2 years?
It felt like 2 years, right?
It felt like
so
way
one
longer.
Gets injured and the other one's just gone.
Well, I think they've been off TV for like a year and a half, but then one of them got injured like 9 months ago and then they just stayed
so
off TV.
So they're the Colons. They're not the Shooting Stars. Or the Matadors, or whatever.
El Matador.
Shining Stars.
The Shining Stars of the Caribbean.
How many times? Like, again, like, it's just...
Like, nine.
They've been repackaged so many times, and they've all sucked.
They have.
Every version of them has sucked.
Absolutely.
Anyways.
Want to buy a timeshare? Don't you guys get paid by Vince McMahon?
Right.
Like, why are you selling this shit on the side?
Vince McMahon pays?
And then, of course, they had to stop doing these promos once the hurricane hit Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Right.
So
they should have been like Nacho, like, I don't want to get paid to lose. I want to win.
Hey, we should review that, shouldn't we? Well, that would be a good movie to review.
Nacho Libre?
Yeah.
There's no, like...
I can review that movie right now, word for word.
Yeah. So the New Day has their own separate commentary table again, but they make the same mistake as last time of going back and forth between announce teams.
Dumb.
It's very dumb.
Let them do the commentary.
Yeah, what's the harm in that?
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. So Sheamus and Cesaro get the win, so they advance in the tag team tournament. Huh? There's a tag team tournament?
Who, what, where?
Yes, there's a tag team tournament.
All right.
So backstage, Paige tells Rusev and Aiden English that they will face the Usos and Sanity next week. And if they win, they will face the Bar to see who will win. I'm sorry, they will face the Bar to see who will face the New Day for the tag titles at Hell in a Cell. Rusev thanks Lana for getting them this opportunity, but she says, oh, it wasn't her. And it was Aiden English, and he's like, nah, it was my surprise.
Here's to us guaranteeing losing.
Right.
Yeah.
Or.
But it seems like they're staying baby faces right now.
No.
Yeah. You don't think they win next week because they're the only ones that mean anything?
Oh, I think they do, yeah.
They do?
I think
they face the bar?
We haven't even seen the Usos' insanity. Like, they're basically fighting jobbers next week. They didn't set any of them up
They'd
for this.
They'd be one step closer to my board bet right now.
Yeah.
Or is that your board? Wait, who said? I said that they'd become tag champs.
Right.
And you said Rusev would Moshka Aiden English first.
Oh, right. That's right.
I guess the only bet that I wrote down.
Right.
I'm just happy that this is even a thing. Like, wait, they have a shot at a title?
I think this might even mean even more that he's going to Moshka Aiden English.
Well, I think like.
You lost this match!
Yeah. They're about to win.
Right.
And then he Moshka's Aiden English. That's what's going to happen.
You think I want to be the tag champ?
Right.
What the hell?
I'd rather crush you.
Yes. So next up, Jeff Hardy calls out Randy Orton. Randy comes out to the stage. He plays with his balls, talks some more trash, but Jeff cuts him off.
You can call me what you want. Apex Predator, the Viper, even the Legend Killer. But the only thing you need to refer to me as is the three most destructive letters in sports entertainment. And that is R.K. No! Randy Orton, you're going to hell, and I'm coming with you inside Hell in a Cell.
Wow.
Book it.
I'm excited about
something. Jeff Hardy really did not like the fact that he shook Randy's hand.
How many Hell in the Cell matches are there typically at the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view?
Two or three.
Two or three.
There's going to be more. It seems like there's going to be a few, right?
So far there's two.
Just two?
Yeah.
Just the main title and these two?
Universal.
Roman and Braun, and then this one. They haven't said Styles and Joe are actually in a cell.
They have to be.
No.
I thought there was another one that was in the cell already that they announced. No?
No.
You sure?
No.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
It's so funny, because when you're cutting the promo for the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, you have to be like, I'll see you at Hell in a Cell.
I'll see you in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
It's the one word difference.
Right.
That means you're not in a cell.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course Joe and Styles should be in the cell.
Yeah.
Their rivalry is more personal than any of them.
Any of the rivals. Yeah.
Rivalries.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but I guess it won't be. Hopefully they change their mind. We'll see.
They have to.
Yeah. Although three Hell in a Cell matches is a lot, but we'll see.
They should all be a Hell in a Cell match.
That's too much.
No, it's not.
So the Royal Rumble, there should be like six Royal Rumble matches?
No, well, that's different.
That's different.
Different. Money in the Bank, there should be every match should be Money in the Bank.
Those are different. If you're doing,
well, according to you, they should.
If you're doing like a stipulation.
I want eight briefcases.
Right, yes. That's
I mean, exactly. All of these should be in a cell, like Ronda versus Alexa Bliss, sell.
Yeah.
Charlotte Becky, sell.
Yeah, that could, for sure.
Sell. New Day versus The Bar, sell. How else do you do that match again without it being in a cell?
Again.
Styles, Samoa Joe, sell. Oh, of course. Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus The Miz and Maryse in a cell.
Yeah, sure. So, next up, Renee interviews Carmella backstage, and she says she will beat Charlotte tonight to win back the SmackDown Women's Championship. And then she walks off, and then R-Truth walks up and asks Renee, which way did Carmella go? And then Ty Dillinger tries to calm Truth down and then says a line that's all too real. This is my life.
Yeah.
I know.
Jesus.
No, really too real.
Yeah.
Like, Ty, you have one line on the show now. And you're basically babysitting the company retard. It's so sad. And you know, this is a perfect example of WWE. The perfect example of taking a joke and
just beating it
beating
dead.
The shit out of it.
Oh, man.
It was kind of funny last week. It was like, oh, okay.
Now they're just gonna beat it into the ground.
It doesn't make any like R-Truth. It's a woman. You want to beat up a woman, R-Truth?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Did you see the?
He knows how you win matches. You roll him up.
Did you see the mocked up poster for Evolution? Someone put on the group where they snuck R-Truth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Oh,
there was two amazing that were posted. One had like all the faces were Stephanie. And the other one had R-Truth on there.
That is amazing.
That would be funny if, like, Carmella has a match and he tries to, like, run in there and roll her up.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
This is my life.
This is life.
Ty Dillinger.
Yeah. Moving on.
Next up, we have Naomi versus Billy Kay. I'm going to sum this up like I used to do the cruiserweights. Mm-hmm. You ready? Billy rolls up Naomi for the win after Peyton kicked Naomi in the head.
Hey.
And done.
Next up, we have Daniel Bryan and Breeze promo time. They recapped what happened last week with Daniel admitting that Bree punching Miz in the face turned him on.
Ew.
He was like, that was really hot. Your wife beating up a man.
She got 3 inches of pain later that night.
So then Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vega interrupt them. And Zelina suggests that Daniel face Almas right now. And Daniel says, I love to make this match official, but I'm not a GM anymore. Hit Paige's music to come out and make
like
it official.
Like a minute later.
Right.
I thought this was fun for some reason. Because she came out of breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you always go, hold on, hit the music.
Right.
And they always come right out because they're in the, what is the gorilla position?
Gorilla, yeah.
So like she comes out, she's out of breath. Sorry, my office is on the other side of the building.
You have I to was run laughing. In these heels, sweetheart.
Yeah, like I was laughing at
she
that.
She was shitting.
That was funny though, right?
Baby
she
girl.
Was taking a shit.
She was taking a shit.
No, yeah. I think it was planned. I think it was funny.
Yeah,
I
for
it was
sure.
a funny
yeah.
little bit.
Right.
Sorry.
So yeah, we have Daniel Bryan versus Cien Almas. Very good match.
Yeah.
In the end, Miz's music hits, so Daniel suicide dives onto him. In the end, Almas went for a moonsault, but Daniel put his feet up and put him in the yes lock. Zelina gets on the apron, but Brie pulls her off. Then Marie appears and pushes Brie into the ring post.
What?
Miz then gets in the ring to attack Daniel, causing a DQ. Almas hits Daniel with the hammerlock DDT. Miz puts Daniel in the yes lock, and Maryse makes Brie watch before hitting her with a DDT.
Yeah. Oh.
And then Miz hits Daniel with a skull-crushing finale and then kisses his wife.
Gross.
Ooh, we've seen this game before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like this. I love what they're wearing, too. The Miz and Maryse, the matching
they're
t-shirt.
Matching.
Both, they were both matching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Daniel and Brie as well were matching with the t-shirts.
Miz and Maryse had matching leggings. I mean,
they were. It was they horrible. Were like, seriously.
Matching lingerie. It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Next up, AJ Styles calls out Samoa Joe.
Yes, he does.
Instead, Joe just appears on the Titantron like a pussy. Joe is such a pussy.
What are you, Samoa or pussy?
So Samoa Joe calls AJ's wife on the phone and acts like they have plans for next week. He's like, hey, still invited to the barbecue, right? Yeah, I'm going to come over and our fuckathon is still good for next week, right?
I mean, I almost like they have to do it now.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yes.
It's one of those times you're like, I just fucking with him. And then his wife turns on him or something.
Right.
Be a great way for him to drop the title or use her. Even if she doesn't turn on him, use her to like get in the way.
Like I'll slit her throat unless you lay down for me right now.
Something.
And then he like pins AJ as he has her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he catches her falling.
Yeah.
And that distracts him. And then,
Right.
That's it.
Joe might win the title here.
Maybe.
I hope so, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
So AJ runs to the back to look for him, but then he can't find him. And that's it.
That's it.
That's a show.
Where'd he go? Oh, wait.
Who knows? Maybe there's some extra content on WWE.com where they do find
each
other.
I'm sure.
Because that's happened before.
Not.
Yeah.
Not. But finally, we have the main event, Charlotte versus Carmella for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And this was a better match than I thought it would be.
Right.
It had to be like 15 minutes. I was like, how is Carmella going to do a 15-minute match? I don't know. But they actually managed to pull it off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Charlotte put Carmella in the figure eight, and Carmella eventually tapped. It took her like almost a minute, whereas Asuka tapped immediately.
Yes.
Now, you might be saying, who is Asuka?
I know I am.
And you'd be right when you said that, because it's fucking bullshit.
Because who is Asuka?
Who's Asuka? Oh, I don't know. The best wrestler, the best women wrestler in the fucking company?
How could you...
You cocksuckers?
How can you get away with not having her on television?
Not even Nakamura this week.
Yeah.
Either, and he's the U.S. champion. And last week, all he did was, like, cut an iPhone promo.
Yeah. He didn't even have to be there for
an iPhone.
And like whereas Trip, you know, we always talk about when Triple H takes over, how much better it's going to be. And like, but Triple H is like all about the international stuff now. He's got a UK division. Yeah. They're saying they're going to have a Latin America division. Like, he's all about the whole world right now. Like,
yeah,
you think when he takes over, like, he'd be all up on that.
Like, he doesn't really give a fuck right now about what's going on the main roster.
No.
He doesn't.
Why would he?
Yeah.
You know? He's putting out a much better product elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere else except the main roster.
Right.
Apparently.
So, Carmella retains. And after the
Carmella
match...
Carmella retains?
I'm sorry.
Charlotte.
Charlotte retains.
John Cena.
John Cena retains.
Yeah.
Becky then attacks Charlotte after the match and then gets on the mic and holy shit.
Wait, hold on.
When I get my way, come hell in a cell, I'm taking my title back. You, bitch.
You, bitch.
I can't hit it enough. Holy shit.
That's great. Worthy.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was
wow.
So great.
How about that, Becky?
I was watching it and I was like, why don't they ever let the women call each other bitches?
Yeah.
Literally.
And then she literally
like,
called her a
bitch.
Bitch. You bitch.
Where has this Becky been?
Yes.
I know.
Where?
And
where?
She dresses way hotter.
Yeah.
She looks 10 times hotter.
Yeah.
I hope her ring attire changes.
Right,
because that would be
right?
even better.
Like lose
like
the
a black
goggles.
Lacy like lingerie.
Stop covering up your body. You're not Natalia. You're not Nia Jax.
Yeah,
we've seen the swimsuit photos.
You were in the finals of the best abs competition on WWE.com.
Whatever that
and
means.
And we've never seen them.
Right.
Every other woman shows their abs, and yours are the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did a WWE like swimsuit thing like last year or the year before. She has a great body.
Great body.
Yeah.
And we never see it.
She's cross-fist female Jesus. CrossFit. Right. And we never get to see her. So
yeah, Becky was just freaking awesome here. Super awesome.
Right. Yep.
And good way to end SmackDown. So.
Good stuff.
Let's give some awards.
Yes.
Yeah. So who did you have for worst dressed?
Naomi.
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 Hey! Sweet bit. Right out of the gate.
Too easy.
Yeah.
Best dressed.
Becky.
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 Sweet bit.
Let's keep this party going. Yeah. Eric.
Barbershop Corlay.
Yeah. Eric.
Worst acting.
I had Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin.
I had Bobby Lashley.
Oh,
I mean Baron Corbin.
Hey, sweep it. Yeah.
Best acting?
Becky.
Becky.
I had Kevin.
Becky. I had Kevin Owens.
Until Becky.
Until Becky Lynch.
Until Becky.
Worst comments? I had Cole saying a win here tonight could get the revival a title shot.
I'll take it.
Yes, I had the same thing.
All right.
That's a sweep, guys.
Best comment?
I'm taking my title back, you bitch.
Bitch.
Correct.
Yes.
Can I have a, again.
This might be a record of sweeps.
I know. Honorable mention.
Is it sweeps month?
My office is on the other side of the building from Paige. I really did like that.
Okay.
But yeah, Becky B in the calling her a bitch.
Yeah.
Worst match?
Dana versus Sasha Banks.
Okay.
Sure.
I had Naomi versus Peyton Royce.
Yeah.
And what about slow-mo?
Lashley versus The Ascension.
Naomi versus Peyton Royce.
I had Lashley versus The Ascension.
Gotcha.
Best match?
Seth versus Owens.
Yeah. There's a couple good matches this week for sure.
Right. Yeah. That one.
Daniel Bryan versus Cian
Almas was good too.
Close.
But it just wasn't for anything.
Yeah.
And it ended in a DQ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, Owens and Rollins, there were so many false finishes.
Yeah. False finishes. It was for the title. Owens quits. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst move?
Carmella's Snapmare.
It's very slow.
Charlotte basically had to like jump over Carmella.
Took her a while to get it.
And the thing is, Corey said, "Oh, beautiful snapmare."
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
I had Peyton's kick to Naomi.
Yep,
it was so slow.
Yeah,
it wasn't even close to making contact.
Nope,
it was awful.
Yep,
it was really bad.
Yep.
Best move:
Becky attacking Charlotte from behind.
Kevin Owens' moonsault.
A Stone Cold Stunner.
All right.
Yeah, he hit him with a straight-up stunner.
He did.
And you thought maybe that would end it.
No.
It didn't. These are all good moves, though.
Worst moments.
We're
going to... The Bella Twins are back!
Braun standing over... Me. Braun standing over Reigns and not cashing in.
That's a good one. God, those are both good.
But he already gave up his briefcase.
Yeah, I would go with the Bellas. Why?
Best moment?
I'd say Becky again.
Yeah. Becky.
Okay.
I like the thought of a new stable, but Becky was the best moment. The moment of her attacking and calling her a bitch.
Oh, the best moment of the week. God, Becky.
What'd you have? It's okay.
I had Braun's heel turn. Yeah, I wrote that before what Becky did, but they were both really good.
Both acceptable answers.
New stables are always awesome.
Great.
Yes.
So that's all for awards. So now it's time for breaking news.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting a long time for this. Tuning into the show this whole time waiting for this.
Yeah, so you were wondering if this stable is going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So WWE already confirmed that The Shield is taking on Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre in Australia.
What?
On October 27th.
What?
So this is going to be a stable for a while.
Yeah, seriously. Nice.
I like it.
Also, Ronda is taking on the Riot Squad. Her tag partners, the Bella Twins. So I guess that... Here's the good news. I think that means she's not fighting Nikki at Evolution. Unless it's a friendly match, but who fucking wants that?
No, or they turn on each other at this, right? Or is this after it?
This is after.
Oh, this is after.
It's like a few weeks after. So, we'll see. I mean, it'd be even worse if it was like a friendly, you know, face versus face. That would suck.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, Entertainment Tonight Canada announced. That's
this is
a
real
new one. This is a new
real one.
Yeah, it's a new one.
We have to use it for
sure. It's not Yahoo Japan. Right. Entertainment Tonight Canada announced that SummerSlam will be in Toronto next year.
Okay.
So after four straight years in Brooklyn, it's going to be in SummerSlam. I'm guessing they're mostly... I'm guessing they don't want to do it in Brooklyn since WrestleMania is going to be in...
It makes sense.
New York, New Jersey, so...
Yeah, why would you have the two biggest events of the year?
Right. I've never been to Canada.
Neither have I.
I haven't either.
Putting it out there. Yeah. Get your passport, it's ready.
We'll have a passport. I wonder if it's cheaper to fly into somewhere like New York or Detroit and then take a train to Toronto or fly right to Toronto.
We'll have to find out in a summer.
Yeah, in a year.
In a year.
Right. Also, Hulk Hogan teased something a few weeks ago that he has now revealed that on October 27th, Hogan, Nash, and Hall will be having an NWO reunion in Orlando, Florida for a Q&A event. It's called the Too Sweet Tour, even though it's only one day.
Oh, that's a tour.
That's not a tour. A tour is multiple places. October 27th, which is the same day as the Australia pay-per-view, I think.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
No.
It's called the Too Sweet Tour. You can bid for VIP tickets right now. Yeah. There's 100 VIP tickets, and it only goes to the highest bidder. That's really shitty, I think. That's really shitty.
We're out of money, brother.
And it's like silent bidding. So you can go on the website and be like, I don't know, $1,000?
Not enough, brother.
So you don't even get to see what the current bid is at?
No.
You just have to throw money.
It's a silent auction.
And there's 100 of these?
Yeah.
So the top 100 bids wins?
Yes. Now, there's going to be general tickets as well, but VIP gets you, like, a picture with them.
As opposed to...
Just not a picture with them.
Jeez. As opposed to not.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Look, the NWO is a great stable. I have no interest in this whatsoever.
No.
A Q&A event?
No.
And all the promo videos are like them spray painting the WCW title again. It's like, oh, what are they going to do? We're just going to have a Q&A event. And what? Talk about shit that you've already talked about? There's nothing new that you're going to reveal here.
No.
What a shitty cash grab.
Right.
And who? What are we going to fight? Osteoporosis.
Seriously.
Gross.
Alzheimer's.
Also, this thing's really strange. Remember the kid who impersonated Owen Hart on Raw like 20 years ago?
Yes.
Jason Sensation?
How do you know his name?
I remember because he did the best Shawn Michaels I ever heard.
Okay.
Back then.
So
this is disgusting.
His name is Jason Sensation. On Monday, since he lives in Toronto,
oh boy.
He tweeted, I got a gun through security, and I will shoot myself in the head and kill myself during tonight's Raw in Toronto. Don't you dare miss it. Thanks for the memories. That's what he tweeted.
What?
Yeah. What a sick son of a bitch.
Toronto police later confirmed that he wasn't even at Raw, and he's claiming it was just a joke.
That's not a fucking joke.
No.
I mean,
you sick, dumb,
what an idiot.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I mean, unless he's really suffering and was really planning on doing it.
No, he wouldn't say it was a joke.
He's claiming it was just a joke.
You say it's a joke if you get over your depression and then don't want to get arrested.
Well, yeah.
But still, that's crazy. Damn. Damn, that's deep. Yeah. Ouch.
No. Weird shit there, buddy.
All right.
Any other news?
No, you got mine.
All right, so let's move on to rumors.
Let's do it.
Rumors!
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe!
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God!
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance!
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed!
So, there are multiple reports saying that Kevin Owens quitting will lead to Paul Heyman becoming his manager. Maybe it's just wishful thinking.
Why, though?
Yeah, I know.
They're saying he would come back and he would be, he wouldn't talk. Like, Paul would just talk for him and he would just, like, take a vow of silence.
I could be okay with that, because when he finally turns on Paul or when it's over, he'll go, I'm not letting you talk anymore. I'm back. And that'll get a huge pop.
Right.
Yeah. Whenever that happens.
That would be great, though. If that happens. It also means a big push for Kevin Owens, because Paul Heyman doesn't manage, you know, jobbers.
Unless,
he always manages someone with a title.
Cesaro.
Yeah, but that was like for a week. Literally for a week.
Or Curtis Axel.
For a week. And Ryback, right, too?
And Ryback.
For like a week.
Yeah.
But now, actually, Curtis Axel was the IC champ at the time.
Yeah. Well, like, one year, it was like CM Punk with Paul Heyman versus Ryback.
Yeah.
And then the next year, it was CM Punk versus Ryback with Paul Heyman
right.
at like the same pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, a possible reason why Kurt Angle is taking a vacation as the Raw GM is because he could be returning as a full-time wrestler. This is one that I think would be cool, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great, but I mean, just because he's up there in age, a full-time wrestler?
Not full-time. Maybe like Cena full-time.
Seen it, so
yeah,
like four matches a year,
right?
He's already kind of doing that.
Yeah, he is. That's true.
The Wrestling Observer is reporting that Neville is no longer under WWE contracts, and there's a bunch of rumors that he might show up at All In this Saturday.
This Saturday,
yeah.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Have we watched that?
Figure
that out.
I don't know, I might not be,
yeah,
I may be going.
Other reports are saying that he could join WWE's UK division, which would also allow him to perform at indie shows, because all those UK guys do indie shows, so
UK
maybe
guys.
He can do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if I see that happening. You're gonna still be with WWE, but for way less money. I don't know.
Right.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't think he cares at this point.
I guess not. Yeah. Also, PW Insider is reporting that The Undertaker will be at next week's Raw taping in Columbus, Ohio, but it's unclear if he'll be on TV. Now, I don't know.
I didn't see that.
I think they would promote the shit out of it like they always do.
Yeah, of course.
When Undertaker's going to be on TV.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'll be on. They would promote the shit out of it.
Yeah.
So unless we see a tweet or a Facebook post. Instagram post, it's probably not happening.
Yeah, right. Right, Joe.
Agreed.
Any other rumors?
No, sir.
No.
Well, then it's trivia time.
This trivia question comes from Kanan Lamp, a lifelong Patreon of ours.
Lifelong.
Good fan. And he came up with one, and we kind of looked at it together. I think it's a good one.
All right.
Let's see. This is going to really test your trivia mind.
Okay.
The question is, there are four men who became WWE champion before they ever appeared at a WrestleMania. Can you name them?
Sheamus?
That is correct. Very good.
I remember that one. It won the fucking title right away almost.
Yeah.
Let's...
Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
He won the title right away as well.
Yep.
I didn't realize how fast he won the freaking title.
Okay. Oh, just WWE, right? Not the world title?
Yes.
Because I would say Goldberg, but that was the world title.
Right.
Is Goldberg in this?
He won it before. Yeah, this is the WWE title, but okay. did he win that before?
Yes, he did.
Because he came
the
day after WrestleMania.
The day after WrestleMania, and then he won it later that year. Okay, so we got two so far. We need two more. Who won the title before WrestleMania?
I think one. I got these two. That's your hint.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is correct.
Nice.
Yeah. Debuted, won the Rumble, won the title.
Yep.
He was well, and then...
This one's hard.
Was Hogan the champ before there was a WrestleMania? Does that count?
No, because this is after WrestleMania is a thing.
Right? All right.
This one's hard, but if you think about WrestleManias...
Is it an old one?
It's old. Like, but again, it's since WrestleMania existed, so you guys would know.
Give us a time frame.
So how about the 80s, the 90s. Think about WrestleMania. This is Eric's good at this. Think about WrestleMania main events.
Okay.
Think about like the main events. And who is in the main
event? Lawrence Taylor.
Is correct.
No, that doesn't make sense either. Sorry. That's wrong.
Talk it out. Just talk it out.
Angle was in WrestleMania 16, right?
I thought Angle would be an answer, but it's not Angle. Yeah, he was.
Can you give us like the decade, just so I know where to think?
Yeah.
I mean, it's taking long enough.
Yeah, it's the first 10 WrestleManias.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. This person. Like in the first few WrestleManias, like this person came into WrestleMania as champion.
Yeah.
Had never been into WrestleMania, which is surprising. I looked it up. I was like, really? He'd never been in?
Like Sergeant Slaughter?
Like Sergeant Slaughter.
All right.
He was like...
Because I was like, no, he hadn't been in the other ones, right?
Right, and
that.
He never was.
What was
during
that,
those
WrestleMania?
First, so he was a wrestler, and then he was in like a weird like dispute with WWE and like was gone for those 5 years, which was the first five WrestleManias.
Yeah.
Then came back, turned heel.
Yes.
With Colonel Agnon or whatever.
Me and him share a birthday.
Nice.
Yeah.
You mentioned that every year.
Won the title at the Royal Rumble. And then lost it to...
Hulk Hogan.
All right.
That Iraqi.
That was good trivia.
Good job. Yeah. Thank you, Kanan.
Yes.
All right.
Well then, next up, it is time for Jesse the Mind's Top 10 Conspiracies of the Week.
Heel turns. Non-title matchups. The Survivor Series, McMahon, Twin Referees, Long Lost Bastards, Fruit Roll-Ups, Hornswoggle. You think wrestling's fake? Think again. You know, McMahon, this is actually not my favorite segment of the week.
Which is?
Trivia.
Oh. Right. Did you like the last one?
And the beginning of the show.
Jesse, why weren't you
ever... It makes my nipples hard.
Oh. Why weren't you ever a champion?
You know, that's also a conspiracy.
I figured.
I've won several championships at house shows.
Oh.
And then they called it, they said it didn't happen, which is a huge conspiracy because I was there.
That's a shame.
Are you sure?
No. Another conspiracy.
I guess it wasn't canon back then like it is now.
Yeah.
AJ Styles won it at a house show.
Predator. My answer to that.
Oh, they made
you know,
one.
McMahon, the Legion of Doom weren't really a legion. They applied to be an army but didn't have enough volunteers.
Wow.
You know, Triple H cut a promo on his upcoming match with Taker in Australia, and he talked like he hasn't had any matches since. That's because Vince McMahon erases Triple H's memory with one of those pens from the Men in Black. Following every match since the end of an era, Triple H has no knowledge of his feuds with Lesnar, Sting, Rollins, or even his recent Rumble win. Why else would he not hold grudges?
Why would he join the Shield?
That's true, because he fought Seth. Yeah, exactly. He joined the fucking Shield.
Yes.
That was good, Jalen. So. You know, McMahon, Xavier Woods, and Brad Maddox were actually the co-inventors of Paige's finishing move.
Yikes.
I believe there's even a video of them showing Paige the Rampage.
Oh my God.
Showing the Rampage.
Oh boy.
The real reason Vince pushed Roman in so much is because Roman is actually Shane McMahon in disguise.
Oh.
Vince made Shane do this so he'd start to care about Shane. Plus, what? The Shane we saw on TV is actually Hornswoggle in a robot.
That's it.
Meg Milk, come on. You know, McMahon, Braun Strowman was the only Wyatt family member. You know, McMahon, I'm going to do that. You know, McMahon, Braun Strowman was only with the Wyatt family because Sister Abigail was his girlfriend. He wore the black sheep mask because he was in mourning for her and didn't want to show his tears.
Wow.
Oh.
You know why Hulk Hogan couldn't sleep in the 80s and 90s, McMahon?
Why is that?
Some say he could never lie down for more than 3 seconds.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
That's really good.
You know, McMahon, the real reason Justice League flopped so much was because Jason Momoa sadly passed away.
Oh.
Due to his short notice, they replaced him with Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Hopefully no one would realize it, but sadly no special effects could hide the shit cloud that surrounds him. Roman literally couldn't string a sentence together, so his parts were actually dubbed by Ving Rhames.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, McMahon, Randy Orton and Braun Strowman have a real-life backstage feud. It all started when Strowman stole Orton's catchphrase. He's been telling writers to get these hands for years. And that's just, we're going to end it on that note. Get these hands.
Is there one more?
There's actually two more.
Let Stone Cold do them.
All right.
Stone Cold?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to let my good buddy Stone Cold, who came on my show, tell you about these.
Yeah, we're not really buddies. Anyways, you know, McMahon, the reason Throwback Thursday was invented was so the NSA could get more photos of people that weren't on the internet before.
Oh, that's a good
son
one.
Of a bitch. I don't use the internet. You know, McMahon, the real reason Kevin Owens quit was so that he and Sami Zayn can pursue their dreams of being backup dancers for Shania Twain on her new tour.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
That's some fucked up shit.
All right. Wow. So there's conspiracies with special guest Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Good job.
I hated it.
Yeah.
All right. Now it's time for fan questions. This one is from June Bug. Since Rusev Day has Lana, the Usos have Naomi, do you think the triple threat, the tag team triple threat of next week's SmackDown will be Nikki Cross's debut?
No.
Nah.
No. But.
But.
It's a cool idea.
I have a great idea.
Thank but you. It will never happen.
But. In your butt. That's not going to happen.
In right. your butt.
Diva Bible, has Charlotte Flair reached Roman territory with the majority of fans?
No.
Yeah,
not even close.
So. I don't think so either.
I mean, I get it, but no.
Right. No. They want Becky to be the champion, you know, push Becky. Everyone loves Becky.
Yeah, they're just it's just again, it's one of those bad timings. Like when Rey Mysterio came out as the 30th member of the Rumble.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, "No Daniel Bryan?
Fuck you, Rey Mysterio."
What the fuck? Fuck you, Rey.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Batista, you fuck.
Yeah.
He was popular. He got popped when he came out.
Yeah. Right.
But not to win the Rumble.
Not
no.
To win. Right. I mean, DDP came out, you know, got a pop
yeah.
for the Rumble.
Yeah.
Bastard.
And you know what? I would have popped if he won.
Right.
This is from Yikes. Do you think this whole forcing us to accept heel Becky thing will get her even more over as a face, and then WWE will take credit for how over she is?
Yeah.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Possibility.
Pop Culture Junkie, if you could book a War Games match with NXT versus Raw versus SmackDown, which three current superstars from each show would you put in the match?
Yeah, all right. Let's do this. I mean, anybody? You can make stables.
Kevin Owens on Raw.
Kevin Owens on Raw.
Dean Ambrose.
Seth Rollins? Or do you need somebody like bigger?
And Braun, I guess.
Braun, Drew, and
Ziggler.
Ziggler?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
SmackDown. Who's crazy on SmackDown? Jeff Hardy.
I think, you know what's funny is they're not like hardcore, but the New Day would probably put on a hell of a War Games match.
Yeah.
You have Kofi.
Right.
There's a crate. Big E can lift anything up.
Right.
They can do it for NXT. They can do it in the main roster.
Yeah.
NXT, like, You kind of like, it'd be great. You kind of force Gargano and Ciampa to fight together.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
And right. They kind of smile at each other as they're doing moves.
And then a third, Lars. Lars be good. To counter Braun.
Yeah.
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 That'd be pretty cool.
There you go.
I want to see it. Make it happen.
We did it.
Jordy Strong, WrestleMania 35, predict who's holding the Raw and SmackDown tag titles.
Tag titles?
I don't like that at all.
Tag titles, maybe The Bar, maybe Sanity.
They're both on SmackDown, but
what about for Raw? Fingers crossed, the Revival. It's just
they won't be champs by WrestleMania. Maybe AOP. I don't know.
You don't think like Drew and Ziggler will have a shot?
Who knows?
I don't know.
To be tag champs, they're so perfect.
Maybe they will.
You almost need it to like unify their union.
This one is from M. Or at Why Am I Offensive?
Mm.
Will Braun still be over even though he's made the heel turn? Do you think he will be like Stone Cold and be a heel face all tied into one and still be extremely over? Look, he's...
Only because he's up against Reigns. Yeah, probably.
Whoever goes against Reigns is always cheered.
He was more over as a heel.
Yeah.
He's the best as a heel.
Yeah.
So, yes, he will be over.
Yeah.
See.
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 See, see.
That's all for fan questions, meaning that's all for the show.
That's boom. It.
I got to weigh in real quick.
All right.
Let me just say, I partied really hard Saturday. I went
Went
to my favorite Mexican restaurant, Lopez.
Yeah.
Drank a lot of margaritas.
Yeah.
And I actually lost 5 pounds since Saturday, but I think I'm going to weigh the same as last week.
You might have gained 5 pounds on Saturday.
Oh, I definitely did.
You want to get in on this? Should we all weigh in every week?
No. I'm 275 again, but I don't have any more days off like I did the last couple weeks. So
all right.
No more cheating on my diet.
Let's go. We want to see you in the 260s in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's make it happen.
That will happen.
Right. I weighed in this morning at the lowest amount I've been in many 20 years.
That's great.
But I'm not eating anymore. It's the cool thing. If you don't eat, you don't gain weight.
Yeah. Imagine that.
You literally lose weight.
So for my birthday, I had all-you-could-eat sausages.
It looked amazing. I was very jealous.
$10.
I wanted that wiener in my mouth.
Yeah.
Andrew?
I mean, I was...
Andrew?
I have no... I was going to say, I wish I deal with stress the same way you do.
I know.
I do the opposite.
Right.
I didn't know. I usually used to eat, like, literally, like, you buy, like, the half gallon of ice cream.
Yeah.
And I would try to make it through. That's how I used to deal with stress.
You're like, I don't want to leave a third of it.
Now I just don't eat. Hey, I want to say something. Those of you that follow me on social media and saw me post about my new job, there was a lot of love, especially from people that follow the show. So I appreciate it. Love my new job. It's amazing. I think it's going to be great. And so good times.
Awesome.
Joe's a working man again.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
That's good. We all have jobs.
Yeah.
Full-time jobs.
Yay!
Yes.
But we still need your support.
That's right. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. We have t-shirts available at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for just $19.99. And you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for exclusive rewards and recaps you can't get anywhere else. Like the bracket we just did.
The bracket.
Finishing move. We had a lot of fun. It was like an hour and 45-minute podcast.
Yeah.
They're even longer on Patreon.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So go check it out.
Yeah.
And we'll thank you later.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll thank us later.
You know? Now.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week.
Later.
See ya.
Joe. Self-proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling but only part-time. Strong big players, pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every circle's loved and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling?